This week and next on Day to Day, we're examining the political buzzwords of all the major presidential candidates, the words or phrases he or she uses a lot. Buzzwords have both surface meanings and hidden subtext messages for certain voters. Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin, is here to analyze those messages. Will, our candidate today is Dennis Kucinich.
That's right, Alex. He's a congressman from Ohio, and he's one of the most liberal of the Democrats in the race.
And what is Dennis Kucinich's first buzzword that you've selected?
Weapon of mass destruction.
Weapon of mass destruction. Here's an example of the congressman using that term.
I mean, let's face it. Poverty is a weapon of mass destruction. Homelessness is a weapon of mass destruction. Lack of adequate education is a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, when Dennis Kucinich says weapon of mass destruction, what does he mean?
Big problem.
And what is he hiding with that phrase?
Well, Kucinich is trying to make it sound like getting an inferior education is as bad as getting nuked. But if you had to choose between those two things, would it really be a tough call?
Not that hard. Do you have a subtext here?
Please applaud while I change the subject.
All right, weapon of mass destruction from Dennis Kucinich. On to his next buzzword. Will, go ahead.
Department of Peace.
He says Department of Peace, and where does he use that term? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, in a speech back in March, Kucinich said, quote, "Come home, America, and make nonviolence an organizing principle within our society through the creation of a Department of Peace."
And what does that phrase mean, do you think?
It means we can end violence by creating another bureaucracy.
And what does the phrase Department of Peace hide?
Is another bureaucracy really the answer? We already have federal departments for education and housing, but according to Kucinich, education and housing are still pathetic.
And give us the subtext.
Nobody's going to outbid me for the anti-war vote.
Okay, and the last of Dennis Kucinich's buzzwords.
Fully paid.
Fully paid. Let's hear an example.
We need to make it possible for fully paid college in this country so everyone who wants to go to college can go to college, and that includes higher education and law school and medical school.
What does the phrase fully paid mean? I actually don't think I've heard that before.
He means you pay nothing.
And what is he hiding?
You pay nothing until April 15th.
I think there's a subtext here.
Nobody's going to outbid me for the campus vote.
Thanks, Slate's Will Salatin. Our series on buzzwords continues next week with the four remaining Democrats and President Bush.